Tonight is the winter solstice, the longest night of the year. Many find all the darkness in winter depressing, but there are those who seem to bloom, thrive, and even come alive in the dead of night. Not vampires, necessarily, but painters, poets, musicians, and artists of all kinds. Phil Cousineau, the writer and filmmaker and traveler, has edited a new anthology, Burning the Midnight Oil, illuminating the words for the long night's journey into day. The foreword of the book is by Jeff Dowd, a film producer and activist who was the inspiration for the dude in the Coen Brothers film, The Big Lebowski. They join us now from the studios of KQED in San Francisco. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Such a pleasure, Scott.
Really great to be with you in the winter solstice.
You guys staying up all night?
I actually did last night. But I'll do it again for the solstice.
We brought up the sun, yep.
Well, try and get a nap at some point in there.
At some point.
Phil Cousineau, in some ways, I guess this collection seems to stem from a sign that you saw on the outside of a special effects room in Hollywood.
Well, that was a little later. The book is inspired by a lifelong fascination with the night. I grew up listening to late night radio, baseball broadcasts in Detroit. I live very close to railroad tracks, so I was always haunted by the Hank Williams-like moan of the locomotives. And then I worked in a Detroit factory all night long through my college years. And it was in those years where I started sleeping 2 or 3 hours a night. Eventually, I discovered that history is full of those who love to be up all night, from the poet Sappho to Galileo, of course, working on his telescopes, Darwin, Virginia Woolf, Churchill. So I had a lot of company with this fascination of the night. And one time I was down in a studio, Warner Brothers down in Hollywood, and they had a little sign on the special effects door, "Do not open the door, for the darkness will leak out." That became the further inspiration for collecting poems, riddles, stories, anecdotes from scientists, poets, filmmakers, people of every stripe who are inspired by the night.
Jeff Dowd, I read and enjoyed your prologue, explaining how you came to be styled as the dude. I still can't figure out what it's doing at the beginning of this book. Can you help us figure that out?
Well, Phil and I have done numerous lecture seminars, things together, like on myth, magic, and movies. And Phil asked me to write the foreword, and I, too, have been deeply influenced by the night owls and all that stuff, and it seemed appropriate. I mean, I could read one paragraph out of the foreword if you'd like.
Yeah, please.
So here we go from the foreword. "This holy fool feels fortunate to join you and all the great artists in this book who have entered the grand central station of the mind and have passed by the Treborian Orient Express on track number 1 to hop on either the love train, track 69, or in this case, the night express to our soul, somewhere at the dark end of the station that leads, if perchance we survive, to the light of life, the secret source. No risk, no reward from this nocturnal thrill ride through our subconscious."
Phil Cousineau, actually, Phil, if I get you to read Edward Tick, who is presented as the American psychotherapist and poet, if you could read that first stanza of Last Night on Santorini.
"The sea is black. The sky is black. The volcano is blackest of all. The lights of the thin white town, a scarf along the dark hard cliffs, tinkle their reflections in the wavelets below. The lights of the stars cast like jewels of sand, speckle and dimple the darkness above. The volcano's lava is deep and porous. It reflects nothing, but it swallows all."
Most of the folks on our staff this time of year certainly come to work in the middle of the night. It's dark. And I often tell people that it's actually fun to come to work in the middle of the night and to get the sensation that you're waking up the whole country. So they're good hours to work. They're more difficult hours to live, though.
It can take a toll, but most people who are night owls are willing to pay the price of the toll because of the visions, the emotions that you feel. Shakespeare once wrote, "Let us mock the midnight bell." In other words, keep going if that's where the deep, numinous life is for you. Miles Davis once said, "All I've been ever trying to do is get the sound of the dark Arkansas roads from my youth into my horn." There's an old English proverb, "Night gives great counsel." It's very reflective. It's a contemplative part of the day. So at the solstice, which we're celebrating today, one could think that it's as short as a day. There's only 9.5 hours of light. My thought on it is that, sure, but we have 14 and a half hours of darkness with which to celebrate the end of winter and the fact that life is coming back again.
Phil Cousineau has edited a new anthology, and Jeff Dowd has done the prologue. The book is Burning the Midnight Oil, Illuminating Words for the Long Night's Journey into Day. Gentlemen, have a good night.
I'm glad you enjoyed the book.
The dude abides.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.